Fortunately, it's a lot of times the worst people that come up with the best quotes. And Stalin said that the death of one man is a tragedy, but the death of a million men is a statistic. I wanted to get to describe the slavery of one man, of one woman, of one child. And that was the goal behind the book. And as Greg said, the most daunting challenge in the early going was to find slaves on the ground. And this is not something where I can contact the publicist of a trafficker and set up an interview. These are people that are violating not just national laws, but international laws and human laws, and they don't typically want to be caught. What I found, however, was in some cases, it really wasn't that hard. Let's say just for a moment that right here we're in the center of the moral universe, which indulge me in that. I mean, Barack Obama was here today, right? Isn't that so maybe we're a bit loud. I'm not endorsing anybody, but from this point, we are some 10 hours, give or take a couple hours, from being able to negotiate in broad daylight the sale of a healthy boy or a girl. And I was able to do this on the street in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. I pulled up in a car, I rolled down a window, and there's a place in front of a barber shop that, before I published the book, I made sure was shut down, so I wasn't giving a roadmap to anybody who was doing the wrong, had the wrong idea. But unfortunately, it still exists. It may not be in front of a barber shop now, but it's still down there. Somebody came over to the car and said, "Do you want to get a person?" I brought out a tape recorder and said, "I'm a journalist and I'd like to talk to you about your work." And he said, "No problem." And we began talking in great detail about his work and his cost basis and his profit motive and his product. And his product was children. He sold children into slavery. Now, what he said is he didn't sell children, he places them. And he happens to receive a fee for the children that he doesn't sell. And at one point I leaned in and I said, "You know, I'm going to be here for a little while. Could I talk to you about maybe buying a child?" And to be clear, this is not for adoption. By UNICEF estimates, there are some 300,000 child slaves in Haiti alone, a country that was born of a slave revolt, now has more slaves than any other in the Western Hemisphere. And what these slaves do, generally speaking, is domestic labor. But there's also something known in Creole as the Pusa'a phenomenon, which is the there for that phenomenon. And I'd read a bit about this before I went down there. And so, as we were negotiating, I wasn't surprised when the negotiation took a rather stomach-turning turn. The trafficker asked me what I would want the child for, and I said, "Well, would it be possible to have this child to cook? No problem. What do you need this child to be able to cook?" "To clean, of course. I couldn't send this child to school, but I could give this child a place to sleep on the floor." What age child?" "Well, I was thinking 9 to 12 years old." And then he leaned in and he said, "This is a rather delicate question, but would you like this child as a partner, as well as a domestic slave?" And I said, is it possible to have the child as both a domestic slave and a partner?" He didn't flinch, and he said, "We, no problem."